Page 17, CCB can help with Social Security problems. Many CCB members would agree that along with areas like employment and transportation, an important source of problems facing people who are blind or visually impaired is income maintenance, aka Social Security. Knowledgeable CCB members have always tried to help other members having difficulty with eligibility or benefit levels under SSA programs. One reason for many of these difficulties is that the rules for legally or statutorily blind people are somewhat different from those for people with other disabilities. But blindness is a low-incidence condition, and thus SSA employees don't see people with such conditions very often and are not necessarily current on these special rules or how to implement them. In an attempt to deal more systematically with these issues, the CCB president has asked some CCB members with SSA experience to form an advocacy team to handle cases that come up. To date, the team has had some success. Members who did not apply when they first became potentially eligible have begun receiving benefits, although by waiting, they lost substantial amounts of benefits, over $30,000 in one case. Members who gave up after being rejected upon initial application appealed with the help of the team and won benefits, including substantial retroactive money. Members have been subjected to complex disability determination examinations, although legal or statutory blindness is a presumptive disability. And members who have been informed by SSA that they've been overpaid and must refund thousands of dollars have, with the help of the team, requested and won waiver of the repayment. If you have an issue with Social Security which you would like to discuss with the team, a special email address has been established for you to use. It is advocacy.ssa@ccbnet.org. You can also reach the team by telephone at 650-969-3155.